Our scripture reading this morning is the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John, verses 1 to 18. This is John's record of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, the Matthew and Luke versions tell how the women saw that went to the tomb first, and after they saw the angels, they went and told the disciples. John picks up the story there, and he tells us about the disciples, Peter and John, who literally ran to the tomb, hearing what the women had said about the tomb being empty and the angels being in it. A couple of things you'll see here is that Peter, this is when they come to believe in the resurrection. It's very clear from this passage that although the scriptures teach it and Jesus had mentioned it on many occasions, it had not dawned on them that he was going to rise from the dead. And that will come up in some of the various theories for how they conspired to make the resurrection a hoax. Far from it, they were as shocked as anyone else. In fact, there's a wonderful statement here that Peter came in and he saw and he believed, verse 8. They came in, they saw the tomb empty. They saw the grave clothes of the Lord Jesus. The word for saw there is theoreo, from which we get theorize. And he connected the dots and he believed. And the Bible says about the resurrection, about the empty tomb, come and see. Christians invite all the people to consider the claims, the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus. Peter considered the evidence before him, and it made sense to him, and he believed. Then you have the wonderful message about mentioning of what's happening with Mary while she's outside the tomb. What a morning it's been for Mary. Mary Magdalene, she's been to the tomb with the other women. She saw the angels, and she's soaking it all in, and she is still wondering, where is my Lord, when Jesus actually appears to her in the garden tomb. And we have just a couple things I'll highlight. John says that she thought he was the gardener. Now, statements like that in the Gospel of John, of all places, are never throwaway lines. And it's the connection between Adam and Jesus. And it's a reminder to us that the open tomb is the Eden of the new creation, of the resurrection world that will come when Jesus returns. The kingdoms of the earth will be the kingdom of our God, and he is the new Adam. We receive life through him. And then he says to her, Mary, she recognizes his voice, and she tries to cling to him. And he says in verse 17, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God. What words those are. Do you realize that's the fulfillment of God's ancient covenant purposes? I will be your God and you will be my people. But sin had disrupted all that. And this is why Jesus came with what victory in his heart. He says, now it will be the case that my God will be your God. My Father will be your Father. When Jesus says those words, he is not saying, as believers in him, that we have a relationship sort of like his with the Father's. We sort of have, in a way, we have the same filial relationship with the Creator of the heavens and earth, that we are his children, he is our God. Jesus is not saying that. He says the very relationship I have with the Father, you have with the Father. You are his children. And I have reconciled you to him. And then he prepared to ascend into heaven. What a record. What a resurrection. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, the resurrection account of John chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, they have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going towards the tomb. Both of them were running together. But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen clothes lying there, but they did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him, and he went into the tomb. He saw the linen clothes lying there and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen clothes, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their home. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb, and she saw the two angels shining in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had laid, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. Grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever. Amen.